was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
The Barkley family is getting ready for their big vacation, and fortunately, Jimmy Barkley is going to keep a journal of what happens.
My teacher, Mrs. Adams, asked us all to start a diary so we could write down everything fun we do this summer. I think writing a diary is for girls, so I decided to write a journal instead. So, this is the Journal of Jimmy Barkley. The first thing was Donna, my sister, getting mad at me. All I did was talk about packing for our family vacation.
Come on, Donna. Mom said to turn off the TV because we have to pack.
Be quiet, Rent. I don't want to pack for that stupid vacation. I don't want to go, and I don't think Mom and Dad should make me. You guys go. I'm 12 years old, and I'm big enough to take care of myself.
But we're going to go to Florida to Uncle Bert and Aunt Ruby's. It'll be a blast.
It'll be boring. And what's worse, I'll be stuck in the car for 3 days with you. Oh, we'll be gone forever, and I'll miss all the fun here.
What fun?
Oh, you know, hanging out at Wits End. And hanging out. Don't ask such dumb questions.
Donna Renee, you turn that TV off right now and get upstairs and get packed.
Told you so.
Get lost.
Funny how things change. Mom used to pack our suitcase for us, but now she says we're old enough to do it ourselves. It used to take her only half an hour to do. It takes us almost all night. But that's mostly because of Donna.
Mom, where are my white shoes? I can't go without my white shoes.
Where did you last put them?
I don't know.
Check your closet.
I did. They're not there.
I don't know where they are. You'll have to go without them.
I can't. They're the only shoes I have that would go with my pink jeans.
Mom, can I go to Wits End to say goodbye?
Wait a minute.
I want to see how you did with your packing.
I got everything in that I need.
Open it up, Jimmy.
There, see?
Yes, I do. I see a pile of comic books, a baseball glove, your piggy bank, your play army boots, a yo-yo, a cassette player and tapes, 3 model sports cars and... What's this?
My Overlords of Space laser blaster.
Ah, uh-huh. But where are your clothes?
I'm wearing them.
Now, I mean the clothes you're going to take on vacation.
I've got them on.
Jimmy, you have to take more clothes than that.
Why? These are the ones I like to wear anyway.
I know. And one day, I'm going to peel them off you and give them a decent burial. Try packing this suitcase again. Then you can go to Wits End.
It took 3 more tries before Mom would let me leave. And I had to take out most of the good stuff, too. Like half of the comic books and the army boots. Just for some clean underwear, socks, and shirts that make my neck itch. Grown-ups don't understand what's really important. I thought this was supposed to be a fun vacation. I finally got to Wits End. Everybody was there. I had an ice cream sundae. Then Mr. Whittaker came over with a box wrapped up in funny-looking paper.
Hi, Jimmy. I have something for you.
For me? But it's not my birthday.
I know, but you're going on vacation tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is a new invention I finished yesterday. I designed it for kids to use on long car rides because long car rides can be terribly boring if you don't know what to do. It's called Wits Boredom Buster.
Wow!
See, I want you and Donna to take it with you and give it a trial run.
Really? Great!
Wait, can I open it now?
No. You can only open it when you're absolutely, without question, no doubt about it, as bored as you've ever been in your life.
Can't I even sneak a peek?
Nope. If you're going to do that, then I'll have to give it to someone else.
No, I'll wait.
Good. Have a nice vacation, Jimmy. We'll miss you in Sunday school.
Thanks, Mr. Whitaker. Only when I'm absolutely, without question, no doubt about it, as bored as I've ever been in my life.
Back home, Mom and Donna kept fighting because Donna wouldn't get off the telephone. It was like she had to say goodbye to everybody in Odyssey. Dad was in the garage making sure the car was ready for the trip. He got one of those do-it-yourself kits to change the spark plugs and oil and stuff. It makes Mom nervous when Dad does it himself because he always messes it up.
Honey, are you sure you know what you're doing?
Of course I know what I'm doing.
Ow! Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Yes, it's a cinch. What's the matter? Don't you trust me?
Well...
You don't trust me, do you? Honey, this is simple. It's do-it-yourself, and I am.
Yeah, I know, but that's what you said when you bought that do-it-yourself plumbing kit to fix the bathroom. Now every time we turn on the shower, the toilet backs up.
Yeah, this is different. Boy, you make one little mistake and you're pegged for life. Listen, I'm going to start the car just to prove to you it'll be all right.
You don't have to prove anything to me.
No, I insist. That's funny.
That was the
must have bumped the radio knob. I'll turn it off.
Home tune.
Let me try again.
That takes us up to 3:45.
I don't get it.
15 minutes away from Dr. James.
I wonder what'll happen if I turn the radio knob.
George!
It'll be all right, dear.
What'll
it do if I hit the horn? There you go, Mary. See? Motor's purring like a kitten.
Oh, George.
Okay, so Dad's not a mechanic. That's all right. He got it fixed before we left in the morning. Well, almost fixed. We have to push the lighter in to turn on the windshield wipers. Mom and Dad made us go to bed early because we were getting up early. I didn't like that very much. In the summer, you're supposed to be allowed to stay up late and eat popcorn and drink Coke. Anyway, I finally fell asleep and we got up early to leave.
Let's go! Come on! We're already 20 minutes off schedule. Donna, get off the phone!
Jimmy, I want you to make sure that every faucet is turned completely off. I don't want our water bill blown sky high because of a drip we didn't notice.
Honey, where's my briefcase?
Your briefcase?
Yes, I don't want to forget it.
George, you said you wouldn't take any work with you on this trip.
Wait a minute. I didn't say I wouldn't take any work. I said I wouldn't take a lot of work.
Well, we said we'd use this time to relax and be together as a family. No work.
Honey, it's not really work. I just want to look over a couple of reports, that's all. It won't take away from the family, honest.
No, George. We need this vacation. We're tired and worn out. Now, if you take anything with you from the office, then... Well, I may as well take a few of the church projects I've been working on, and that'll wreck the whole purpose of taking a vacation. Please, darling.
But...
Come on, Dad. She's right. There's no point in going.
Well, Mary... You're right. Forget the briefcase. This year, I'll try to have a vacation without making the car a branch office.
Aw, Dad.
Let's go.
My parents are really confusing sometimes. Why would they want to take work on a vacation? I don't get it. I don't like to work when I have to. Why should I do it when I don't? You won't catch me trying to sneak my math books on this trip.
Everybody have everything? No running water, no appliances left on?
I think it's all taken care of, finally.
Everyone go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, I forgot to call Susie.
Send her a postcard. We're leaving. Only 52 minutes late. That's a record for us.
Come on, baby, start.
Maybe you should try the horn, Dad.
Quiet, Jimmy. Great. We're on our way.
Thank you.
Yeah! Journal, the road has been kind of bumpy, so I don't know if you can read this, or if I can read it at the end of summer when I read it to remember all the good times. So far, we didn't have any. It felt like we'd been in the car for months.
Dad, are we almost there?
No. You know we won't be there for 2 days.
But are we almost somewhere? Are we gonna stop soon? I'm starting to get car fever. The walls are closing in.
Jimmy, we only left 20 minutes ago.
Oh. Donna. Donna? Donna!
Ow! Stop hitting me!
I didn't hit you, I tapped you.
That wasn't a tap. You hit me.
Kids, don't fight.
Well, if you didn't have that music so loud under your headphones, you would have heard me call you. Move over, you're squishing me.
I am not.
You are too. See, look at how much seat you have and how much I have.
But your comic books are taking up part of it.
See, here's a center line and you keep coming across it.
Don't be such a baby.
Move over.
Kids, don't argue.
Tell her to move, Dad.
Donna?
I'm not taking up that much room. It's stupid comic books.
But you've got tapes all over the place.
Jimmy, Donna, stop it. Just make room. You can put some of those tapes and the comic books in the back. Now behave.
You're such a crybaby.
I am not. You just take up too much room.
You just take up too much room. Nanny, 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 nanny.
Will you two cut it out? Am I going to have to pull over?
Will you? I'm hungry.
We just ate.
That was an hour ago.
Where does she put it all?
Ha, I can tell you. Be quiet.
Jimmy, that wasn't very nice. Now apologize.
Huh? But she was...
No buts about it. Apologize.
I'm sorry.
Maybe I'll forgive you.
Donna.
Just kidding.
Look, kids, it's going to be a long ride, and I...
Oh, hey! George!
We'll find out if the Barkley family is all right when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Wow, what happened?
Is everybody all right?
What did you do? Did we hit something?
Yeah.
It wasn't a poor animal, was it?
I don't know. I better walk back, have a look.
I wanna go!
Stay here.
Whatever it was, it felt big.
Well, I hope it wasn't an animal.
I'll bet it was. And the guts are hanging out and splattered all over the
floor. Stop it, Jimmy!
I can't tell from here.
What if it was a cute little raccoon or a squirrel?
It felt like a cow!
It was too small to be a cow, Jimmy.
A little cow? Don't they make little cows?
Maybe it was somebody's pet dog or cat. And now it's dead and those poor people are gonna be sad. And it's all our fault for going on this vacation.
Well, George...
Was it gross, Dad?
Don't tell me. I don't want to know. We're murderers, killers of innocent animals. The least we can do is bury it.
I suppose we could. But why would we want to bury a piece of tire rubber?
Tire rubber?
That's all?
That's all. Can we go now, or should I notify the next of kin?
Let's go.
All that excitement for a piece of tire rubber. Anyway, we drove for a little while and then stopped at one of those diner kind of restaurants where all the waitresses call you honey and look just like my great grandma Benson right before she died. Then we got back in the car and drove on. For a while, all I did was stare out the window at the big country fields and sometimes I'd see cows and animals like that. Then Mom decided we should start singing some of the praise songs we learned at church. That was fun, at first. But after an hour, well...
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the joy, joy. I can take a hint. We're tired of singing, right?
I think everyone was tired about 17 songs ago, dear.
So what else can we do?
Oh, no! The batteries went dead on my cassette. Now what am I gonna do? I'm gonna go crazy stuck in this car with nothing to do.
Maybe we could ride quietly for a while, hey?
But I'm bored!
Donna, stop it. I don't understand why you get like this.
I'm tired. I'm tired of being in this car. And I'm tired of driving past nothing but barns and fields. And I'm tired of going on vacation and I want to go home to my friends. I'm missing all the fun stuff.
There's more to life than your friends in Odyssey.
Yeah, all you guys ever do is sit around wondering what to do.
Be quiet, Jimmy.
You need to broaden your horizons, Donna. Look beyond Odyssey and your friends there. This vacation is a chance to meet new people, see new places. Don't box yourself in so much, huh?
But this whole vacation is boring and I don't like it.
Boring? Now, how can a whole vacation be boring? It hasn't even started yet. And you don't really know whether you like it or not. You've just decided you don't like it. Come on, Donna, give it a chance. This could be the best vacation we've ever had if we want it to be. Why, this could be a great adventure.
Hey, look at that man on the side of the road.
Where?
Over there, walking. Let's pick him up, Dad. Maybe he needs a ride.
Maybe he does, son, but I don't think it's a good idea to pick up strangers.
You think he's an ex-convict or something?
Bet he's an axe murderer. He's just waiting for a victim stupid enough to pick him up.
I don't know about that.
Well, maybe he needs help. Maybe that car back there was his, and it broke down.
It doesn't matter. It's too dangerous picking up strangers these days. If my car broke down, I wouldn't expect anyone to pick me up.
What happened?
I don't know. Car just died. I better drift over to the shoulder here. There. I don't understand this. I'm not out of gas.
Well, what is it then?
It's probably just something. Can't imagine what it is. Let me look under the hood.
Look, here comes the axe murderer.
Where?
Coming up the road behind us. Lock the doors.
I think it's the radiator.
Mom, tell Dad to get in the car. Here comes the axe murderer.
Hush, Donna. George, be careful. I don't think you're supposed to take the cap off while the car is still hot.
Relax, Mary. I know what I'm doing. You just have to turn it a certain way.
He's almost here.
George!